WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATB disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Excited to be with you today. Look, today we are going to go into Deuteronomy again. Remember, Moses is talking to them about what are they required to do as they go into the promised land. We can learn off this, Bride. Yes, even though it's the Old Testament, we still have a lot of the principles that we go by. Amen. So let's go right over there and get started. All right. Okay, today we are on Deuteronomy 6:11. Let me tell you something. Let's pray, okay? Lord, we just come to you right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to cause us to eat the scrolls. Help us to learn this word. We want to learn the word. We want to eat the word. We want to memorize the word. We want to know what it is that the Spirit is saying to the church today. Teach us through your word, Lord. It is amazing seeing what happened to your people in the beginning of time, Lord. And may we be the people that makes right decisions, Lord. In Jesus' name, lead us and guide us today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Bride, listen, I am fired up today. I've got that song in my spirit. Do y'all know this song? It says, welcome into this place. I'm off tune a little bit. Welcome into this broken vessel as we lift our hands in the praises of your people, and we lift our hands, and we lift our voice, as we offer up his praise unto your name. Sing it with me, Bride. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel as we lift our hands in the praises of your people. And we lift our hands, and we lift our voice, as we offer up the praise unto your name. God is amazing, isn't he, Brian? I am so excited about studying the Old Testament. I believe that we can learn so much about God. We can learn so much about his heart. We can learn from people's mistakes. What people did in those days, the mistakes that they made. Yes, we can learn from that. So today, let's go in our Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 6. All right, there it is. Deuteronomy chapter 6. And y'all know I like using the King James Bible. All right, Deuteronomy 6, let's go here. It's going to take it just a moment. Oh, you old devil messing with my internet again. Help me, Jesus. All right, well, we can go to the old-fashioned way again. Remember, Bride, this is what we did last time, and we will do it again. Here, let me scoot this over here. Here. All right, very good. So let me move this down. All right, well, let's just get our Bible. Hold on just a moment. This is the one I was using this morning. Alright, get your Bible, Brian. Let's go to Deuteronomy 6. Let me get my glasses. We're just going to go to the old... Oh, hey, it's right here. Alright. Okay, so Deuteronomy 6. I like to have it on the screen just because I like you to see. Okay, I like you being able to see the words, but hey, you work with what you got, and if you can't do it, then you just work it the best way. Amen? All right, so let's do it like that above. There we go. Then I'll move this one over. Hey, hey, what you say? All right. Let's do it like this. Very good, Brian. All right. Okay, let's go. Deuteronomy 6. Remember, I like to use the Thompson Chain Reference Bible. This is the Bible I like to use. This was given to me by one of the ministers on the road in Mississippi. I thought it was the one that my mom inherited to me, but it wasn't. It was. This is from one of my spiritual moms. All right, here we go. So Deuteronomy 6. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments. Let me get this over here so we have this clear. For WATB Radio, hello to all of my WATB Radio listeners out there from all over the world. I just want to take a moment before I get started in this and just praise the Lord at the growth of WATB Radio. We have 73% of our listening audience is in the United States, and the other 27% are in Europe, Australia, and many other countries. So welcome to WATB Radio and studying the Word of God with us today. One other thing I would like to reiterate before we get started as well is we have asked the Lord to cause us to have a greater understanding of His Word. We're reading the Bible from Genesis all the way. to Revelation, and we want to understand what he is saying to the church in our hour. So we've asked the Lord that while we're reading, help us to eat the scrolls, basically to have the word go deep into our spirits, because we know one day, bride, they're going to take this from us. They are going to take the Bible from us because they cannot stand the truth. This is the only source of absolute truth on the planet. Do you hear me? And tell me this does not go against this New Age Christ plan they've got going. It's actually called, if you want to Google it, I'm going to give you a little hint to my books, the New Age Peace Plan. Look it up, and you will discover a lot, and you'll be like, whoa, what the world? Okay, so let's go to chapter 6 here. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land wherein you go to possess it. How many is believing to go into the promised land? In your own personal promised land where God is taking you. Yes, we are. We're believing God is taking us into the promised land. A lot of us have been in the valley. A lot of us have been in the desert, the testing, the purifying. And God is about to take us over. So we're going to learn from what God told them back then and what God is teaching us today. Okay, so let's see here. Verse 2, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God. God help us to fear you, Lord. To keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee. Thou and thy son and thy son's son all the days of your life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Well, that would be nice to have prolonged days, wouldn't it? Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. So he's telling them, if you want to prosper, if you want to have what God wants you to have in this promised land, there are things that are required. And bride, that's the same for us today. People say, no, not really. Jesus died, so it's just all easy. I mean, he's already forgiven you for all your future sins, so why worry about sin? No, there is a requirement. And the requirement is that you keep yourself holy and separated, not polluted. Okay, so let's keep going here. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Because, see, back then they had many different gods. Well, we see that today. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in your heart. Yes, Lord! We just prayed that. Lord, please let it be in our hearts. Yes, Lord, how many wants this today? And these words which I command thee this day shall be in your heart, yes. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in your house. Aww. And when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Okay, let me pause right here, Brad. Do you remember yesterday when we were starting with Deuteronomy 1 and we was talking about how excited the children of Israel was to go in the promised land? Now, these people have been off in the valley. They have been eating off manna and water and living every day, moving, not settled down. And then God takes them in the promised land and he settles them down. Can you imagine how exciting? And then to say, okay, I'm the tribe of Reuben. Well, Reuben's tribe wanted to be outside of the promised land, remember? But the ones that are in the promised land, yes, I can't wait to get my inheritance. I can't wait to get my certain plot of land. Because I have plans. I'm going to build a house. I'm going to build a city. I'm going to do this. I'm going to plant a garden. I mean, can you imagine, bride, the dreaming that is going on with the children of Israel about their promised land? How many of us have dreamed of the day when we have our home, our own home, on our own land? See what I mean? Imagine the children of Israel right now. So let's go back. And this is God telling them. When you're sitting in your house, when you're sitting in your blessed, tell your children's children. You know, he's telling them where to go from here. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes. What? What? Come on now. Is this the same thing as the mark of the beast? Think about it, bride. On the hand or on the forehead? Come on now. This is God taking his people into the promised land. All right. This is the covenant that God is making with his people. He says, remember me. On your hand, mark, place a mark on you, remember. And see, in the end of time, now isn't this funny, bride? You've got to consider this, that in the end of time, the devil wants to put a mark here and on your hand. Why? Because he wants you back in his land. He wants to take you out of the promised land. Do you hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today? All right. We're in verse 9. And thou shalt write them upon the post of your house. Wow. And on thy gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought you into the land which he swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not. Wow, isn't that something? Vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. In other words, all the blessings you're about to get. Now see, before we go any further, I consider that about our country. God brought us into this beautiful promised land, the United States of America. He gave us this land. He come in here, he filled us with the best, we've been blessed. I mean, yes, we've had our problems, but we are so rich compared to the rest of the world. We are blessed beyond measure. But what have we done with it? And I think we're about to hear this right here. And another thing I wanted to point out about the mark of the beast. Okay, these people, remember I told you, are the children of Israel inside a dome. Okay, they're protected. They're God's people inside a dome. All right, so God wants to mark them on the frontlets and on their hand. But in the world, which represents Egypt, wants to mark you too. So in other words, God wants to take us out of that dome. I mean, the devil wants to take you out of that dome and to mark you. And then you're doomed to hell. Why? Because you cheated on the covenant. You cheated on it. You had sex with the devil. You was a whore in there on that. Okay, so let's see here. Verse 12. Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve him, and shall swear by his name. You shall not go after other gods, of the gods of the people which are round about you. Wow, do we see that today? God help us. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee, and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massah. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes which he has commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord has spoken. Basically, do not touch the unclean thing. Remember, he's already told them, get the idols out of the land. All pictures, all idols, anything representing the world, get it out. You are my blessed people. Don't partner with the enemy. And that's what he's saying right here. Cast it out. Alright, verse 20. And when thy son asks you in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God has commanded you? And thou shalt say unto your son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. In other words, don't forget and tell your family what happened. Tell them you were in bondage and what God did. In other words, that's for us today too, that's been in the valley. When we come out, we got to tell our family. We're only blessed like this because God has his hand upon me. I was the way I was, and God brought me out. Amen. And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from there that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore unto our fathers. Oh, I just want to stop right here and praise you, Lord. I feel your presence so thick in this room right now. I am trying not to cry, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I just feel you so much today, Lord, and I thank you for being here with us. I feel his presence so thick in here right now, Brad. Woo! Help me, Jesus. He is taking us into a good place, Brad, and I want to encourage you in something. Even though judgment is coming for his remnant, he will rise you. He will rise you, and he will bless you in the midst of all everything collapsing around. Why? Because he wants you to be an ambassador to represent his kingdom and to show, if you stand by me, my laws and my statutes, this is what I will do for you. This is the difference. It will be a visual representation of good versus evil, the wheat and the tares. You obey me, and this is what you receive. That's basically what it is. All right, let's keep going here. And he brought us, this verse 23, and he brought us out from thence that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive. Excuse me, as it is at this day. And it shall be for our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us. What? You mean living by his commandments brings blessings? Yes, it does. All right, let's go on to chapter 7. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land, whether thou goest to possess it, and hast cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. Remember, Bride, we learned in the Word that a lot of these nations still had giants. I was shocked to even read that, wasn't you? They still had giants. I thought the giants had died off with Noah. But apparently not. Because, here we go. Alright, so, verse 2. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, and shall smite them, and utterly destroy them, thou shalt make no covenant with them. What? No mixing? What? That's right. That is, you heard it right from God, right here. Make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Okay, now we're on verse 3. Neither shall thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shall thou take unto thy son. Wow. Well, I mean, you have to think about it, Brad. Within the tribes of Israel, it's like, by this time, probably a million people. Or let's say even a half a million people. There's plenty of men, plenty of fish in the sea. You don't need to go outside the tent, basically. For they will turn away your son from following me. You heard that. This is the classic of why you should not be unequally yoked. This is it right there. That they may serve other gods, so will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy you suddenly. Let me remind you, Bride, what God did to Judah. Do you remember Judah? When his two sons went off and kind of scurried away from the children of Israel and went off and married them women in Canaan, what did God do? He killed both of them. That's what he's saying. All right. But thus shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altars and break down their images, and cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord your God. And the Lord thy God has chosen you to be a special people unto himself. Boy, is God talking or what, Brian? Above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Remember, I was telling you, there is people all over the earth. There's other prophets out there with all these other types of people. So he's saying, you are special. You are called out. And that's what God is saying to us today. Amen. Verse 7, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you are more in number than any people. For you were the fewest of all people. All right. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, has the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. Keep his commandments to 1,000 generations, and repayeth them that hate him to their face. What? Wow. To destroy them, he will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto your fathers. All. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your corn, your wine, your oil, and the increase of your kind, and the flocks and the sheep and the lamb which he sware unto your fathers to give you. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. Wow! Bride, there's many different ways of blessings other than money. That's what he's saying right here. Everything will be blessed. All of your fruit. Your children, being able to have children, your cabinets, your cattle, everything will be blessed. But did we not hear there is a stipulation? I know people today, they say there's not a stipulation. Today there is, bride. There is. We have to honor. He says, if you love me, this is Jesus, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's what he said. All right, so let's move on to verse 15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. What? Did I hear that right? And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. And thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eye shall have no pity upon them, neither shall thou serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto you. And if you shall say in your heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt. Wow. I just want to kind of pause a minute about the diseases. I want to encourage you, bride, on this. Whenever we have sicknesses or diseases come to us, or trouble, first thing we should do is get on our face before God instead of saying, I rebuke you, devil. I don't receive this sickness. I don't receive this at all. Well, the first thing we should do is examine ourselves. Why have we opened the door? Right here, he says, I will protect you and there will be no sickness. So we should get on our face and ask God, God, where have we disobeyed you? Have we disobeyed you somewhere? Is it something I need to repent of? And then when he brings it to your remembrance, repent. Lord, I repent. Forgive me for doing that. And then he may tell you, okay, well, you need to go back to this person. You need to make it right with them. You know, and then people's sicknesses will get healed. Or they may have to recant out of their mouth something. They may have made an oath with the devil somewhere. They may not have recanted in an oath that they made with something. For instance, let's say you used to be Muslim and you gave all these oaths and you agreed with all this demonic stuff, but you never recanted what you did with that mouth, and it ends up bringing a sickness. I was with a guy one time, and I could tell he had never recanted Islam, because in his heart he was too sympathetic to him. That's how you know if you haven't, when you're still sympathetic to it. When you're defending it, like you're defending a, if you're defending it because you still believe it, that means you have not recanted it and let it go. So anyways, I told the guy, I said, have you ever recanted Islam? Have you ever renounced it? He goes, I don't have to. I don't need to say anything. I'm like, why would you not want to? It's a false religion. You've got to recant and renounce that sucker and come out of agreement with all the things that you had said out of your mouth previously. If not, it will turn around and bite you. So anyways, ask the Lord. Lord, what have I opened a door? Is there something I need to repent of? And the Lord will show you, and the Holy Spirit. And when He does, repent, do what He says, and move on, then you'll be healed. Okay, so let's continue here. All right. Thou shalt not be... Okay, let's go back to 17. If thou shalt say in thy heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall well remember what the Lord thy God did in Pharaoh and unto all Egypt. The great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs and wonders, and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm, whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out, so shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. Whoa! Yes! Bam in your face, devil! Woo! God is awesome! That's what He's saying right there. He's saying, you think what I did for Pharaoh was small? Please! Just believe my children. I will do the same unto everybody you fear. Don't worry if they've got a bunch of giants in their land. Don't worry if they've already got cities built and you don't. Don't fear them because I am with you. Wow. How powerful is that? Woo! That is awesome. And don't y'all believe today, Bride, that we can believe the same today for us? Yes. Yes, we can. All right, so here we go, verse 20. Moreover, the Lord thy God will send the hornet among them. What? Until they are left and hide themselves from thee and be destroyed.